Hello, everybody. Welcome and welcome back to the In Between podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and I'm sorry if I sound sick. I promise y'all I'm not. My allergies are just kicking me. But today, we're just going to jump right in. We're just going to start off with an opening prayer. So if you guys want to close your eyes, bow your head, do whatever, just join me in prayer. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to speak to those who need to hear this word. Lord God, I pray that you would let your spirit anoint us, Lord. Forgive us for any sins that we have done, Lord Jesus, and let us be repented and brand new so we can accept this new word from your spirit, Lord. Let us be anointed. Let us be anointed and refreshing your spirit, God. I pray that you continue to move in us, Lord, and I pray that there be no distractions and no anything to cause us trouble and obstacles to get through this episode, Lord God. I pray for whoever's listening to this podcast, you know what their need is. You know what they need to hear, Lord God, and I pray that you just speak to them through this episode, Lord. Speak to me through this episode, Lord Jesus. I have the notes, but let your spirit take over, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, so today's episode is called Our Failures Are His Victories. So in the book of Job, God basically wanted to prove Satan wrong. He gave Job every reason to turn away and hate God, but Job remained faithful. So that entire book, you just have him going through back and forth in trials where he did not catch a break. Like, you thought your life was going downhill, his life. Like, dude got sick, dude had to go through death, dude had to go through, like, losing homes. Like, he went through it all, and he just, like, he was going through it, and he still remained faithful to God. And I know whenever we are going through something, like, even especially a death in the family, like, that's, like, the hardest thing for someone to go through, we tend to find our way to, like, move away from God. Or if we lose a job and you're like, God, why is this happening to me? We always find a way to turn away from God. And in that moment, we're broken. And in that moment, we are at our most vulnerable. We're at our most dangerous state when it comes to faith, because we could either choose to go and glorify God like Job did, or we can choose to give up on God and move along and just live the rest of our lives with Satan. But Job chose God no matter what. And for that, he received an enormous blessing. Even though he had life after life after life after life, like, it hit him so hard, he had every reason to just give up and be like, God, why are you doing this to me? God, if you really are good, why am I going through this? But he didn't. He always said, glory to God. Because what? Even though he went through all of this, he was still blessed in a way. He still had breath in his lungs. He still had the presence watching over him. He still was able to survive the world full of sin. And even though it's not much to our eyes, but God has so much more. And if we just remain faithful, he can continue to bless us. And it may not look like we're going through anything that, or may not look like we're having a blessing anytime soon, but God will give it to you. Because our failures are his victories. In the book of Jeremiah, they failed by worshiping idols and doing something because in doing so became worthless themselves. But once they hit their lowest point, gave up on their own idols, and they turned into God. Because why? When we hit our lowest point, we have that decision. And God uses our vulnerability and uses our brokenness and uses the point in our state where we're emotionally vulnerable and acceptable and easy to just manipulate or mold. And it could go both ways. The devil can take advantage of that by throwing more things that you have put in your head and just turning it into another level. Or God can just take over and just show you some of his goodness. Like, going through a storm, just find peace in his presence. Like, just that little quiet time praying to him and having that spirit in you. It's amazing. It's the best feeling in the world. And it just feels right. Even though everything around you is spinning in circles, or it's like a tornado around you, and you're in the center just closing your eyes, curled up in a ball like a little kid, crying out to God, saying, God, please protect me from the storm. God, please give me peace. God, please, I need quietness. God has that ability to just give us that calm within everything, and he uses that calm to win us over. He wants to show you how good of a father he is. He wants to love you so bad if you just let him. And he already loves you so much, but he just wants to give you the love that you deserve. There could be times again, and as Christians, we are not perfect. We sin. We fall into temptation. We give up. We break down, and we continue to go into ways when it comes to our Christianity and our faith. We live in a world where everything needs to be approved. We live in a world where if you're not going with the right status quo, like you have to, or else you are not normal, or you don't fit in, and you have to fit in because of popularity and trends. You have to have the perfect body size. You have to have the perfect record. You have to have everything. Like, you just, we live in a world where appearance and lifestyle matters more than who the person is. And especially nowadays, as a Christian, it's hard to, like, fit in because we're not meant to fit in. We are meant to stand out and be those light in the darkness. And yes, I know, we are young and we go to school or we go to work and we just want to fit in with everybody else, but we can't because we are God's children. We are the light and we are God's victories. We may have failed our sinful life. We may have failed our past life, but in that making, by giving up on everything that has done us wrong, and by giving up on everything that is dragging us down, God has used that to his victory, to use us to work in his kingdom, to use us to glorify him, to use us to love on and bless. And God is just that good. We thank him every day for that. In the book of Exodus, the Pharisees failing to free the Israelites, God has punished them and tormented them until his people were free. Even if we fail, God always makes a way, so he is victorious. There's no point in giving up on God if you decided to sin one night. You sin that night and you pray and say, God, I don't want this no more. I have failed, Lord, and I pray that you just take my failures away. And that way I could just be new. No matter what we do or how we fail, God always makes a way to victory. Some failures even leads us to be closer to God. Some failures, like losing a job, you pray for God. You pray to God so he could give you a way or a next step in life or what your next plan is. And you just give your life to God, saying, God, my future is in your hands and I trust in you. Doesn't matter how we fail or what we fail in. As long as we turn our failures to God, God will create our failures into victories. Read the book of Nahum. And it's violent, but proves how victorious and powerful our God is. He is so strong. He is so amazing and he's so good. And he just has a plan for us, no matter what the situation is that we're in currently and may not trust in him. But he still finds a way to make our failures into victories. He still makes a way. Even in the darkness, he makes a way. Even in the most roughest of times, even if that rock bottom, he always makes a way. So, I know it's a short episode, but I felt like I just had to talk about that. And I hope that whoever is going through a storm right now, whoever is going through anything, and just feels like life is just failing left and right, I hope that this episode kind of gives you some encouragement. I hope some people learn some things, and I hope you guys look into the books that I've mentioned. They're pretty good books to read, and if you're wanting to study the Bible, I feel like the book of Job or Jeremiah is a pretty good book to start at. But yeah, I love you guys. Have a good night, evening, day, afternoon, or morning, whenever you guys are listening to this. Bye.